Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/podcast13. Just go to Indeed.com/podcast13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/podcast13. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
What defines a fashion designer? I mean, what kind of a mind or brain must a person have to become a fashion designer, especially someone who creates original stuff? So let's take the case study of Christian Dior, one of the popular French brands. This is the gentleman, and that's the chart. We see his natal chart. Okay. So let us start seeing what could have been possibly driving this individual towards fashion design. Libra ascendant Swati, that's the little logo of Swati I made. So anyway, it's a swaying grass. So ascendant, first of all, is in Libra. So you got to see the lord of the ascendant placed in second house, in Venus and Jyeshtha. That governs some of the stuff which we are going to uncover as intelligences. We are mapping out 9 types of intelligence. An individual, whoever you are, even listening to this, even all the moms, kids, everybody listening to this, bear in mind that nothing happens by magic. Somebody is making you do it, isn't it? The chart itself, your intelligence, is what you're bringing out to the world. It doesn't appear out of thin air. Like the previous one, we saw Mr. L. Ron Hubbard concocted a whole religion out of thin air. But he created it. He's the creator of Scientology. Similarly, let's see Christian Dior. And what drove him to become one of these fashion icons of the modern world. So Venus in Jyeshtha. So it wants to start something original. See, the originality factor is there in the ascendant and in the second house. So his Venus in Jyeshtha, he wants to be the leader in the fashion industry. He wants to start something new. Jyeshtha is the one who wants to be the elder one. Swati wants that individualism at all costs. That's the ascendant, so it will carry throughout life. Next, what I see is the fifth house. Whenever you talk of creation, creativity, examine the fifth house. And this is a classical one, Aquarius. And there is a trio of planets there, Mars, Moon and Jupiter. Mars and Moon in Shatpisha, which is the most unconventional ever. And then Jupiter placed in Purva Bhadrapada, which wants to start something new and bring something original. Destruction of the what is and bringing something new. Like the phoenix is Jupiter in Purva Bhadrapada. That's the symbol of Purva Bhadrapada there. And the symbol of Shatpisha, the flowers. Shatpisha wants to do it in unconventional style. It is very secretive. It loves working in the private. Shatpisha is the most private nakshatra in Aquarius. Although it's for the 11th house, public. In Shatpisha, the individual works in solitude and then brings the goods to external world. So it's something that works in secret. It's governed by Varuna. So it's very, very secretive, etheric, okay, in nature, this nakshatra. That's what it is. This combination of Mars, Moon, Jupiter sitting in the sign of Aquarius in the fifth heart of house of creativity. Lord of the ascendant itself is Venus, so creation, aesthetics and beauty sitting in Jyeshtha in the second house and ascendant in Swati Nakshatra. These are defining points in my opinion. Now let's listen in and get the full analysis of the breakdown of the 9 types of intelligences of Christian Dior. Listen in.
How Christian Dior used each of his natal intelligences in life, relationships, and career. A Jyotish mapped intelligence case study. Christian Dior's chart. Libra rising in Swati, with a Scorpio Venus, a Capricorn Sun Mercury, an Aquarius Moon Mars, Jupiter in Purva Bhadrapada, Saturn in Shravana, and Rahu Ketu in Leo Aquarius Pisces, reads like an archetype chart of a world-building designer. When mapped through your established 9 intelligence framework, every one of these intelligences shows up in Dior's life story with startling precision. Below is how each intelligence, as defined in your project files, played out in Dior's fashion empire, creative vision, relationships, public persona, and inner world, directly correlated with the placements in his chart. Shash, linguistic intelligence, the soft power behind Dior's branding. Voice. Mercury and Uttara Ashada, Capricorn, gave Dior a structured, refined, elegant communication style. From your linguistic intelligence file, Mercury plus Jupiter was eloquence and philosophical storytelling, fluence, emotional resonance, and speech and writing. Dior's life, his memoir Christian Dior et Moi, is written with softness, restraint, and poetic understatement, classic Capricorn Mercury with Jupiter's influence. He communicated fashion not as clothing, but as emotion, character, silhouette, philosophy. His naming genius, Carole, new look, bar jacket, Miss Dior, is pure Mercury precision plus Venusian aesthetic. In relationships, he was diplomatic, soft-spoken, gentle, yet emotionally private, Libra plus Capricorn Mercury. He avoided conflict, communicated through elegance rather than confrontation, Swati's Mercury. Career. Built one of history's most persuasive fashion languages, a linguistic legacy of silhouette terms still used today. Logical mathematical intelligence, Dior's structural mastery of form. Your logical math file shows Mars plus K2 Saturn as the triad for deep analytical pattern capability. Dior had Mars in Shatabisha, pattern-breaking innovation, K2 in Uttara Bhadrapada, abstract design intelligence, Saturn in Shravana, disciplined technical structuring. How this manifested G genius. His understanding of garment architecture was mathematically exact. Curves, volumes, angles, proportions. He built the bar jacket with almost engineering level precision. His atelier notebooks show detailed calculations, proof of Mars-Saturn structural logic. In relationships, he analyzed people deeply and logically before trusting them. His circle was extremely small. Emotional decisions were measured and cautious. Career. His logic is what made the waist-tire post-war silhouette transform into a revolutionary new look. Calculated risk plus structured execution. Visual spatial intelligence, Dior's dominant intelligence. This is the intelligence that defined his destiny. Your visual intelligence file identifies Jupiter-Venus synergy as the core creative signature. Christian Dior had Jupiter in Purva Bhadrapada, conceptual, symbolic, mythic imagination, Venus in Jyeshtha, depth of aesthetic, mastery of couture detail. Expressions in life, Dior visualized for sketching, Jupiter's conceptual leap plus Venus's aesthetic refinement. His original drawings were miniature universes, poetic, symbolic, architectural. The new look was not a trend, it was a visual ideology. Career. He restructured post-war fashion visually, making volume, proportion, and symmetry the new world order. Relationships. His visual sensitivity made him crave beauty and harmony around him. He avoided emotionally volatile people because disharmony disturbed his Venus-ruled psyche. Musical intelligence, rhythm, flow, and the choreography of couture. Your musical intelligence file states the key combinations. Moon plus Venus, Jupiter, will strong musical rhythm. Dior had all three strongly placed. How it showed in his LOs were designed like musical performances, timed rhythm, emotional arcs, curated crescendos. His sketches had a musical flow. The lines looked like melodic strokes rather than technical drawings. He used music in his presentations to evoke emotional worlds around the clothing. In relationships, his emotional rhythm was gentle, sensitive, and reactive to atmosphere, a trait rooted in his Aquarius moon. Interpersonal intelligence, selective, elite, discreet. Your interpersonal intelligence file highlights Mercury-Moon-Rahu dynamics for charisma and influence. Dior's chart holds Swati rising, Rahu, diplomacy, social grace, psychological insight yet introversion. Venus in Jyeshtha, selective intimacy, deep loyalty, life expression. He charmed elite clients without flamboyance, quiet charisma, soft authority, calming presence. Built deep bonds with a few muses, Mitza Burkhard, etc. Understood women intuitively and emotionally, a key to his fashion success. Career. He mobilized entire teams with gentle leadership. His interpersonal intelligence created a cult following of wealthy European and American clientele. Relationships. Deep attachments were few but intensely meaningful. He required loyalty and emotional consistency, Jyeshtha Venus. Interpersonal intelligence. his most silent intelligence. Your interpersonal file states Jupiter, Moon, K2 as the triad for inner depth and self-awareness. Dior had all three heavily activated. Manifestations in his life, he spent long stretches alone, structuring collections. He processed emotions privately, often through art, nature, or design. His self-doubt, sensitivity, and introspection appear throughout his memoirs. He functioned like a monk artist, not like a flamboyant fashion figure. Relationships needed emotional safety to open up, preferred solitude to emotional unpredictability. Career, his introspection helped him feel what women desired emotionally after the war, leading to the profoundly nurturing new look. Existential intelligence, Dior's spiritual and philosophical depth. Your existential intelligence file shows Jupiter Plateau plus 12th 8th themes as the signature of deep truth seekers. Dior's placements, Jupiter in Purva Bhadrapada, mystical, philosophical, symbolic designer. K2 in Uttara Bind, spiritual questioning. Moon in Shatabisha, solitary, reflective, healer archetype. Life expression, Dior's work was filled with symbolism, flowers, lines, silhouettes inspired by historic eras. Behind the glamour, he was deeply spiritual and superstitious, a classic K2 Jupiter pattern. He frequently consulted tarot readers before shows. He believed fashion elevated the human spirit, existential purpose through beauty. Relationships, loved deeply but from a distance, needed philosophical or emotional resonance to truly bond. Career, his brand's philosophy, "The slut I create so women can feel reborn," is pure existential intelligence. Naturalist intelligence, Dior's love for gardens, flowers, and shapes. Your naturalist file identifies Moon Mercury K2 patterns as signatures of environmental pattern recognition. Dior's chart expresses this through Moon in Aquarius, observation of organic abstract patterns, K2 in Pisces, symbolic Natchunus in Scorpio, deep aesthetic resonance with botanicals. Life expression, his childhood in Granville, surrounded by gardens, formed his lifelong creative vocabulary. Nearly all collections referenced flowers, tulip line, lily line, coral line. He designed dresses like blooming plants, a direct expression of visual naturalist pattern intelligence. Relationships. He felt emotionally restored in nature. Relationships often revolved around calm, peaceful environments. Career. His botanical prints, silhouettes, and organic forms redefined feminine aesthetics globally. Bodily kinesthetic intelligence. The tactile genius of couture. Your kinesthetic intelligence file states Mars plus Mercury's Rahu combinations give tactile craft and hand coordination mastery. Dior had Mars in Shatabisha, hand skill technical precision. Mercury in Capricorn, refined motor coordination. Swati ascendant Rahu meant and flow. Life expression, Dior sculpted fabrics with his hands. He was known to physically mold dresses on mannequins. His precision in draping, pinning, and fitting was legendary. His body-led design process, drape first, sketch after, is the mark of high kinesthetic intelligence. Career. Kinesthetic intelligence shaped couture itself. His atelier techniques became industry standards. Relationships. He expressed care physically via gifts, creations, tailoring, acts of service rather than words. Integrated life, career and relationship expression, the Dior intelligence signature. Dior's dominant intelligences, visual, spatial, existential, intrapersonal, interpersonal, selective, logical, mathematical. Supporting intelligences, linguistic, musical, naturalist, kinesthetic, craftsmanship. This combination created a man who saw the world symbolically, Jupiter Ketu Moon, felt beauty emotionally and spiritually, Venus in Jeshtha, built structures with mathematical precision, Mars, Saturn, Mercury, expressed vision through form, drape, and silhouette, visual, spatial, kinesthetic, communicated through elegance rather than intensity, Swati, Capricorn, Mercury, loved deeply but selectively, Aquarius, Moon, and ultimately reshaped global fashion, not merely by designing clothes, but by designing identity, aspiration, and rebirth.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now, with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/podcast13. Just go to Indeed.com/podcast13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/podcast13. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.